Hey mama, are you struggling to find the time to get your day off, your Sabbath day of rest, and keep that day of rest actually resting and not doing all of everyday tasks? That is something that I really struggle with as a mom, especially with little children. But like I've said in previous episodes, one of the things that we have to do is we have to plan ahead. If you read the Bible and you look at the stories of people who were preparing for the Sabbath, even when they were, you know, the Israelites were wandering around in the promised land, you know, in the desert on their way to the promised land, and they would get manna on Saturday or the day before the Sabbath, they would get enough for the next day as well. That was the only day that it wouldn't rot. That was the only day that they could get extra for the next day. So that is what we need to be doing on our day before our rest day. And sometimes for me, my rest day is on Saturday because I have a busy day of Sunday stuff with activities or other things. It's not always on the same day for myself, but I do plan each week to have a day where I'm not doing all the things, where I do get to relax, I do get to rest, I get to do a spa day for myself if that's what I feel like doing on my day of rest. I get to not be in the kitchen cooking and scrubbing and chopping veggies and doing that sort of thing. So how can we prepare ourselves a little bit better so that we can prioritize that day of rest, because it is so important that God actually put it as a commandment to honor the Sabbath and keep that day holy. Take that day of rest. It is so important that it is literally one of the top 10 things that God commands us to do. Take a day of rest. So what I do for myself is different than what some of you may do. My kids are older. I don't have toddlers anymore. So some of the things that I'm able to do are keeping up with the laundry throughout the week. So I'm not planning a day that I'm doing laundry on the weekend. I want to keep that manageable. Also, my older children are fully capable of running the washing machine and loading their clothes into the dryer. In fact, my six-year-old can do that. She knows exactly what to do to wash her own clothes. And I've kept it really simple for them. So I try not to do that on my rest day. But that is something that requires still a little bit of supervision to make sure that they actually completed the task and didn't just hide their clothes somewhere. And then come school mornings, we aren't able to find what we need. So one of the things that I do is I make sure that the laundry is done and ready before the weekend. The second thing I do is I make sure that I have the groceries that I need to prepare a crockpot meal or something I can just slide in the oven. That doesn't feel like work to me. What are the things that you're doing at home that feel like work to you? Because they're going to be different for everybody. Some people, laundry doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like effort to do the laundry. For me, I don't want that to be something I have to do on the weekend or on my day off, my day of rest. I want that to be something that's done during my work week. So that's done. I don't want to think about my business responsibilities on my weekend, on my day of rest, whatever day that is. I'm taking a day off from anything that feels like work or like a constant everyday task. I want that to be not a priority. Now, I don't mind making the bed, putting my clothes away from the night before, or wiping off the bathroom countertop. Those don't feel like work to me. That feels like just basic, you know, like brushing my teeth. It's not an effort, including task. So for me, I make sure that the laundry's done. I make sure that the dishes and the kitchen got cleaned really good the day before, so that it's just load the dishwasher kind of thing. And if everybody loads their own dishes, that's not a lot of work for anyone. I try to make sure that there is a meal that is easy for the weekend or we plan on getting pizza or something that's going to be an easy meal and we can use paper plates or just load the plates in the dishwasher, that's not a big deal either. Running the dishwasher doesn't feel like an effort task. It feels like a brush your teeth task, right? Just a basic, let's do it and be done. I don't want to take the trash out. That feels like a effort task. But I don't mind dumping some pre-cut veggies and some meat in the crock pot. That's not a big deal to me. And I try to do that the night before so that it's really good and tender the next day, because I just love it to be tender and really marinated in there. So put the crock pot on low and cook it for overnight. I usually start at about 10 o'clock at night, so it's pretty late. And then it goes until lunchtime, and it is just delicious. So what are some things that you can do as a mom to prepare for your day off? Can you make a double recipe so that you can throw one in the freezer? They have those aluminum pans, or you can use a Pyrex dish or whatever to prepare your meal and put it in the freezer. And then you just have to put it in the oven and cook it the day of. That's an easy task to me. That's an easy, not effort including task. What are the things that you can do to prepare for your day off? Like the basic tidying, that's already done from the day before. I usually do that at night before we go to bed. I make sure that the house is tidy before we go to bed. That way when we wake up, we're going to church, we're doing what we need to do for the day, and we don't have a lot of work to do because the house was already tidied. The floors were done yesterday. The lunch is ready, so we just have to eat our already prepared food or throw the frozen food into the oven and heat it up and then sit down and eat together. It's really not a lot to do. And if you are really struggling with getting yourself on a schedule, then sometimes thinking about having a day off seems like an impossible thing because you're so behind on everything that it just seems impossible to be able to get caught up enough to take that day of rest. But I'm telling you right now that if you don't prioritize the things that are really important, like a day of rest, that's literally a commandment, take a day of rest. If you don't prioritize that, then you're never going to get caught up. So what are some things that you can do that are just a little bit extra right now to get caught up? Maybe you throw one load of laundry in the day before so that everybody has at least Monday's clothes to wear, right? So that you can take your day on Sunday to rest and relax and enjoy your family and go outside and walk around and enjoy nature or your whatever. Be able to give yourself permission to not be doing tasks for one day of the week. You cannot be doing tasks every single day of the week. It is just not what we are supposed to be doing. That is not the way we are supposed to be living. You cannot be doing work every single day. You have to take time off. You have to give yourself a 24-hour period where you are not working. 24 hours every 7 days. You have to take that seventh day, whatever it is, and take that day of rest. Sometimes it isn't an entire day for me. If you look at the Seventh-day Adventists, they take sundown on Friday or Saturday, or Friday, I don't remember anymore. It's like from sundown one day to sundown the next day. So you still have most of the day one day to work, and then once the sun goes down, then you can get back to work for the next day. But that gave you 24 hours. And to be honest, that's more of the schedule that I keep, where I stop working in the evening and then I start working again the next evening. So maybe you stop working at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock on Saturday, and then Sunday at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, that's when you start working again and get prepared for the next day. this is something that is actually more doable if you think about it as a mom, because there's stuff that literally can't wait for the next day. I can go ahead and throw that load of laundry in for tomorrow morning, swap it before I go to bed. These are things that I can do as I'm keeping up with my mom life and still prioritizing taking time to rest. That is something that it is so hard to prioritize when we are thinking about everything and everyone that we are responsible for as moms. And if we don't prioritize that, then we are not going to be able to sustain the life that we are living right now. You've got to prioritize it. And there are certain things that you can do that will make it manageable, that will make it possible for you to do what you need to do and get the tasks done. So one of the things that I want you to really prioritize is find one thing that you can do, one food that you can prepare. Go ahead and prepare it some other day this week and plan your meal for your day of rest, whether that's going to be Saturday or Sunday, that you're going to take your day and rest, whatever day it is. Then prioritize making sure that everything is ready for the day after your day of rest, so that you can know what you need to do and have a plan to attack that list of to-dos to make sure that everybody has what they need to get out the door for the day after, so that you aren't running around like a chicken with your head cut off trying to get 2 days worth of work done. That's not what you're supposed to be doing on your day of rest or after your day of rest. You are supposed to be truly relaxing, taking time to get your thoughts together, taking time to focus on God and your worship time and reading, appreciating what's around you, thanking God for all the things that have gone on throughout your day, your week, your month, all the things that He's already blessed you with, and really focusing on the good in your life and resting. Prioritize that rest. It's so important. So in order to do that, make sure that you have, what do you need? What are the most important things, right? Food, clothing, and shelter. So make sure that you have a food ready, that your shelter is ready. So you have everything that you need, bedding, blankets, already ready for everyone to sleep, and that you have your groceries prepared before you get to your day of rest. Don't add all of your outings to do on the day that you're not doing housework. That's not taking a day of rest, because I don't know about you, but after I've been shopping or running to get groceries, I'm tired. Like, I'm tired. That is not a rest day. Yes, it is a different type of work, but it's not a rest day. So don't prioritize getting all of your out of the house tasks done on your day of rest. That is not the same thing. That's not. You need a day where you are doing nothing that feels like work. And running and getting groceries feels a little bit like work to me. Like, it's exciting to me. Sometimes it's fun to get out of the house and go and do that, but it also feels like work. Like, I'm tired when I'm done. I'm exhausted after I've put them up. I do not want to cook. I don't want to do anything. That's something that needs to be done before your day of rest or on a different day of the week. So the things that you have to prioritize and that you are capable of doing, that you can truly do this no matter how behind you are, no matter how many people you have going on in your home or how many people you're taking care of, if there are people outside of your home that you're taking care of, like if you are bringing meals to elderly family members or family members that are sick or recovering from something as their caregiver, that is exhausting and it is nonstop. It is every day. However, you can prepare ahead by making a double batch. So I made a double batch of spaghetti sauce. So all I have to do is boil noodles. Boiling noodles doesn't really feel like cooking to me. It doesn't. So I can boil the noodles and I can heat up the sauce. That is not an effort-inducing cook-like time to me. That's not effort. That's easy. I can load the water into the pot, put it on the stove, and go about my day resting. That is not work. So what are some things that you can do, whether it's just planning that these are the days that you're going to order food out and have them delivered to the home so that it's not something that you are having to work to do. Or maybe that's something that you would task off to someone else on that day so that you get a break. There is someone else that can do something for you, even if it's something you have to pay for. It is not 100% on your shoulders, even though we do feel that way and we often get guilted to feel that way by other people. But taking care of someone else and making sure that that person has everything that they need 100% of the time is never going to be 100% your responsibility forever. It isn't. There's other people that can do it. There are so many different services that would step in and fill in for a day, give you that respite care. Like if that is you and you are just caregiving yourself to nothing, there's nothing left of you, look into those. There's just Google search. There are places that do offer care to step in. Maybe they can bring a meal. Maybe there's someone that can come for 2 hours a week and step in and do some sort of task for you. There's so many things. Your insurance company or their insurance company may offer something like that. If not, there's programs and different things. Churches that have groups that have signed up to help people in need. Okay, so if your church doesn't offer that, maybe another local church does. And if your church doesn't, encourage them to add that to the list of things that they need to be doing to help the community, because that is so needed. So if you are feeling completely drained and exhausted, there's something you can do that won't be a ton of effort that will give you time to take that day off. Maybe it's just grabbing a pre-prepared roast with cut veggies into the crock pot. Like, you can buy that at the store. It's a little bit more than the roast. It's not that expensive, but it already has the veggies and the seasoning already added. And you just cut the package open and drop it into the crock pot. And there you go. That's one meal that's easy and done. Maybe it's a frozen meal that you do that day. For that, maybe you buy muffins so that you have something easy for breakfast, or buy frozen waffles or pancakes that are already made so that you have breakfast already set up and prepared, easy. Like, it is not a big deal to throw a pan of waffles into the oven. That's a quick and easy. But make sure that you have done what you need to do to be able to take that time. And if the dishes pile up until that night at the end of your Sabbath, fine, no big deal. It's dishes. If there's, you know, there's certain things that we have to give ourselves permission to let go of for one day each week. And you cannot expect your home to be perfect 100% of the time. You live there. It needs to feel relaxing. It needs to feel like your home. And if you are feeling absolutely stressed out about any little type of clutter or mess, like dish left in the sink, you need to look at yourself and see where that's coming from. Why is it that one little thing is stressing you out so bad? What happened in your childhood or your past, or why is that a trigger for you? Is there a trauma in your life that maybe is causing that trigger, that you maybe need to look into and heal that part of you and work through that? If not, let's find a solution for you. If you are feeling completely stuck and like you don't even know where to start or how to prepare for or how to plan for anything because you're always behind on everything and everybody needs you 50 hours a day, that you just don't have it to give, reach out and call me. I will help you come up with a solution and something that you can do that will help you to feel like you have some sort of plan that you can, like a manageable, actually doable plan for yourself. I will help you to create that for yourself. I'm here for you. I The reason I created this podcast is so that I could help people who were stuck, who didn't have a friend or a family member or someone that could come in and help them, but they needed something and they needed some direction and they needed some help out of this stuck mess situation that they're in. That just felt so overwhelming because I've been there and so many of the people that I love have been there and I've seen them struggling and I want to help. I don't want you to be left in the struggle. I want you to be free from that and have the ideas and the plans of what you can do and have it be something that doesn't feel like extra work for you to come up, to do what's on the plan. That is not what I do. That's not what I do at all. I want it to be easy for you and I want you to feel like, okay, that I can do. Just one thing, what is just something that you can do that will take some of that load off of you? And that, I don't know, it's must be a God gift for me because this is something that I've been doing for years. As long as I can remember, as an adult, when people would ask me something or come up with some sort of, you know, tell me about some sort of stressful thing, when I would offer this kind of solution, they would most of the time find, if they're really asking. So sometimes people ask you or vent to you about something, but they're not looking for solutions. They're just venting and they don't need a solution. So you have to know when is the right time to offer a solution and when is the right time to just listen and let them feel heard, because sometimes that's all they need is just to get that stress off of their plate. And usually when they do vent for a long time, they will share the solution that they've already come up with in their head and they just haven't taken the time to do it. They just need maybe someone to hold their hand through it or to be there with them or to take the kids out of the house for them for 2 hours so they can finish thinking through their thoughts and get their things done. Maybe that's all that needs to be done for you. Maybe you just need to find somebody to watch the kids for a minute so that you feel like you can get something done. If that's you, ask around in your neighborhood groups and see if there's a local teenager that would take the kids to the park or something. Anything. Like there's something that they can do to help you for a little bit. And it shouldn't cost a lot of money, especially a teenager. They should be pretty affordable no matter your budget. Maybe you can do a trade with another mom that has kids of similar ages and that get along really well. Because a lot of times that's like the happiest, because then you feel like you're blessing them too when you get to trade. So think about some things that could work. Or if you can't think about anything, if you can't come up with any solutions for yourself, reach out. I'll be happy to brainstorm with you and find some ways that we can get you set up so that you are getting everything done that needs to be done and still getting time to take that day of rest. I'm here for you. I love you so much. And if you are stuck, please don't stay in the stuck. Don't stay there. Reach out for help. I'm here. Get that SOS call. It is just a moment away. I love you so much. I'll be praying for you. Father God, I ask you to be with anyone that's listening to this podcast. Be with them right now. Give them your peace and comfort. Lord, open their eyes to see what is truly important and what they need to prioritize and what is just a distraction. Help them to see what they need to focus on so that they can take that day of rest and protect your Sabbath day, Lord, that they can stay committed to doing the things that are really important to their family, but making sure that they aren't letting those things take over every day of their life. Lord, just give them that comfort and that peace and that reassurance that you are there for them and that you are with them, Lord. Give them a verse today, a scripture that would just be that guiding light for them to give them that reassurance that this is the right path for them. Let them reach out and find a friend, someone that can be there to be their support and their guidance, their reassurance, their motivator. Someone that can give them those pep talks. If that's me, I would be so excited. If it's someone else, Lord, just show them who that person needs to be for them. Open those doors for them and let them know that you are there and that you are working with them. You are waiting for them with open arms, loving them and giving grace and mercy for all of our failures. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey friend, thanks for listening to this episode of the SOS Mom Show. I hope that you have been inspired and feel less overwhelmed and able to take on your projects at home after listening to this show. If you want more of the behind the scenes and to connect with me, you can find me in the Facebook group at the SOS Mom Show, that's in Facebook groups, or email me at hello@thesosmom.com. I will be there waiting to answer your questions and to help you simplify, organize, and style your home and your life. I am praying for you. I hope you have a blessed day. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Did I say it right?